B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5, the Sports Hub. How you guys feeling about the chances of baseball coming back?
Kind of the same as last week.
Oh, right? I feel worse.
You do?
Yeah. Did you read the counter proposals, though?
Yes.
And you think it's the same?
I think they're in trouble. I think they're in a hell of a lot of trouble. But at least it's a counter proposal. We didn't have anything from last week. Right? We didn't even think they were even close to talking. But at least this is something to where, okay, there are actual numbers. You're trying to get 114-game season in. What does this do with deferred money? You know, okay, at least you're talking here. So that's the only reason I say, okay, what's the next counter? You got to put something out there. If you're going to have a negotiation, put it out there. Now somebody's got to counter with something. But at least maybe they're talking. Because I didn't feel they were talking at all. Really prior to this.
Initial reaction from one owner to John Heyman last night in response to the MLBPA proposal. Quote, non-starter is what one owner told John Heyman last night. The proposal is this. MLB players have sent their counter proposal asking for a 114-game regular season, an opt-out option, more details on that in a moment, and 2 years of expanded playoffs. Expanded playoffs, self-explanatory, the players granting baseball the opportunity to put more teams in the playoffs, which baseball does want, and that way they would be able to make more money on playoff games and add more playoff teams. They're asking for a 114-game regular season instead of 82 because they're looking to be paid as much money as possible. It is the proposal asks for players who are qualified as high risk to be able to opt out and not play while also still being paid their major league, still being paid and still receiving major league service time. So if someone has asthma or someone is a type 1 diabetic or whatever it might be, they will be qualified as high risk if they have some pre-existing condition that would put them at high risk. They'll be able to stay home, get paid, and get their service time. Players who are not high risk, ones that just don't want to go because they don't want to take the risk of playing, will have the option under this proposal of opting out, staying home. They will not get paid, but they will receive their service time. For example, Mookie Betts decides, I don't want to go do this. He would get to stay home and get his service time and go to free agency. Or still get service for the year, in his case.
Yeah, and hit the jackpot next year.
Yeah, and hit free agency. Players would also receive a salary advance during spring training for $100 million for expenses. So they would get money up front right away. Major League Baseball would have 2 years of expanded playoffs from 10 to 14 teams. So that would be this year and next. The league would be allowed to defer $100 million in salary if there is no postseason because of the pandemic to all contracts in excess of $10 million or more. So anyone who makes more than $10 million can have their money deferred for the next 2 years. They give 24 months from the end of the season. Actually, November. It has a date on it, November of 2022. So it allows for deferrals. It allows for... it lays out a plan for high risk and non-high risk players. And as much as you say the owners are going to balk at this, which they will, it actually is tackling some of the questions and problems that Major League Baseball is going to have to address.
Sure.
I mean, that part is true. Whether or not MLB agrees at all with their proposal,
right?
At least there's a proposal. We're addressing high risk players. We're addressing non high risk players who don't want to play. We're addressing what happens if the postseason gets canceled. We're addressing how you can pay the money over the next 2 years. You don't have to pay us right away. There's at least some ideas in here. And that's why when I read it, I thought maybe they're going to make some progress. Maybe there are some things that baseball can look at and say, well, no. For example, your 114-game season is not going to happen. In fact, John Heyman had an item on that. Baseball wants their postseason started by the 1st of October. The reason being, they think there's going to be a second wave. And they want the postseason underway by no later than October 1st. So they're going to tell the players, we can't do the 114 games, guys. It's over. The soft deadline on getting a deal done was today, June 1st. All indications are it was soft for a reason. They've got to get this done by no later than June 9th. So we're going to know in the next 8 days here whether or not we're going to have baseball. We got 8 days. They know they have 8 days. And you know how this goes. When there's a clock and it's ticking,
yeah,
and you know there's some sort of deadline, this was the soft deadline today. A week from now is the hard deadline. If you've got a hard deadline, you feel it sort of, you know, coming soon. You're going to have to respond. You're going to have to get together. You're going to have to figure out whether or not there is anything that can be salvaged here. So I think the next week in baseball is going to be very, very important.
Yeah, and I mean, Shaughnessy even retweeted the cooler, which was funny. Adrian Gonzalez, former Dodger first baseman, and he was one of the union heads. He's talking about replacement players. Like, you know, what the owner should do is just throw guys out there. People want to see people play baseball. Nobody would watch it. Would you watch replacement players play baseball? Hell no.
Nope.
We talked about it from a Red Sox perspective. If you don't have Bogarts, or if you don't have Devers, or, you know, you're not going to have Chris Sale. You have no names. Like, you need names to play that sport. That's what hooks you in, man. You want to watch. You're going to peek in at Dodgers games. Why? Because Mookie Betts plays for him. David Price pitches for him. You need the star power in that sport. This isn't a sport where you can say, okay, put a picket line up, or these guys aren't going to play, but we'll do it with replacement players. No, you won't. No, you won't, because people won't watch.
So we'll be keeping a close eye on things in baseball over the next week and see if there's any progress made. But I'm assuming owners are going to say, this is a non-starter. We're not doing any of this. But I also think that there's a chance that they're holding back their best offer. They're holding back the best of what they know they're going to offer the players.
Well, that's what you hope.
And they certainly haven't made their last best offer yet. That's still to come from Major League Baseball. And so I don't think it's totally dead, because at least I look at the MLBPA proposal, and the money is still going to be the sticking point, but at least they've come up with things in addition to F you pay me, which has been their entire sort of line throughout this. The F you pay me line has been them. Maybe they're starting to tackle some of the other issues, and they arrive at some sort of middle ground when they're starting to talk about deferring salaries and coming up with some sort of creative solutions to bridging that gap.
The amount of games is ridiculous, though. It's
absurd.
Impossible. You can't do it. Unless you're in a bubble, you can't have playoffs in November.
Well, you can if you move to a neutral site.
That's what I'm saying. If you're in a bubble, you can do it. If you're not in a bubble,
well,
you
Major
can't
League
do
Base-
it.
I mean, Major League Baseball has discussed internally, as it's been reported, doing the playoffs in neutral sites and doing the World Series at a neutral site. So
yeah, I mean, that's the only option if you're going to do it in November. It's the only option.
Yeah, correct.
Then I think that's what the MLBPA is talking about, but Major League Baseball doesn't want to do it in November. Major League Baseball thinks that the risk of a second wave is too high to be pushing things into November and December, and they don't want to have any part of that. They want to be as close to done as possible by November 1st. They want to have it all over with. They want their playoffs to begin the 1st of October. The New York Mets are for sale, and, well, Robert Kraft could be helping A-Rod buy the Mets. Yes, we'll get to that story coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Meet the Mets. meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs.
A-Rod's looking to buy the Mets along with his... Wait, are they married now? Are J-Lo and A-Rod married?
Yes, it's his wife. Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they engaged or are they married?
I always thought they introduced her like in the booth when she would come in and surprise him as his wife, J-Lo.
No, they're not married yet.
Really?
Not married.
I'm shocked by that.
I was about to say, I couldn't remember.
Wow. They were there at the Super Bowl, in Minnesota.
Let's see. They've officially postponed their wedding. In mid-May, J-Lo told NBC's Today show, there's no planning right now. You just have to wait and see with how this all plays out. I'm a little heartbroken because we did have some great plans, but I'm also like, you know what? God has a bigger plan. So because of the pandemic, their summer wedding that was set for this summer has been postponed.
Well,
okay.
I'm surprised the two of them just didn't do a small private ceremony and not tell anybody about it. That's probably what they did. J-Lo and A-Rod probably have engaged in a union, and they're just keeping it to themselves because, you know, why tell the world about it? You know,
or they probably said save some money.
Exactly, Hardy. They've both been married before. Right. It's not like it's their first time. It's keep it small. Go to City Hall.
I got a pretty hard and fast rule about second weddings. I don't go. That's all right.
Wait. You don't go?
No. Second weddings? No.
At all?
No. I've only been invited to a couple, but no.
I kind of like that.
No.
So wait a minute. So
even if it's someone who's a good friend of yours.
Yeah. What if the Cattles got divorced?
Because Hardy, you
want to have another one.
Stop.
My sister. No. My sister-in-law.
Someone that you care about.
My sister-in-law. Second wedding. I did not go. No.
Shut up.
What do you mean you didn't go?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I didn't go. It was out of
state. Marcy didn't make you go?
No.
Marcy always does the right thing.
She always does. And I generally know the wrong thing once I'm already doing it.
Wait a minute. Did she go?
And I never had that pang of regret. I'm like, no.
Why
she went? Of course she went.
Okay,
she
what went. Was your you reason for not going?
I'm not going.
That was
already,
it?
We already
you
did
just said
this.
I'm not going and you didn't go?
Yeah, I'm having a big wedding. I'm like, they already did this. I'm not going.
And this is your wife's sister.
Correct.
That takes some balls.
Correct.
And you just blew it off.
Correct.
He doesn't like her.
No, you there's offered some, up some other reason there. Other than I'm just not going.
I had a video poker tournament to attend in Las Vegas that same week.
There you go. Now we. Yeah.
Not a poker tournament, a video poker tournament.
You're a liar.
You think I'm lying?
No, I'm not. I don't. I believe this part of it. Hardy's more of you're not gonna screw.
You were
my
in
life
the tournament.
Up. Okay, my plans, pal.
It was a video poker. It was like, for you're in a players club. It's like, hey, we're hosting a $150,000 video poker tournament this weekend. And it was the same weekend of the wedding.
Was it a small wedding? Was it a large wedding?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
I can't believe you blew it off. I can't believe your wife let you get away with that.
She was fine with it. She knew. Like, yeah, I don't know. Let's just get married again.
They're oh, my wedding. God.
I'm like, well, have fun.
Do you have any sort of relationship with this person?
Not anymore.
Not really.
Not anymore, but for much different reasons.
Oh,
there's something else here.
there really isn't.
Thank you. There's something else, though. You're right. Yeah,
thank you.
There's more than meets the eye here.
I would have gotten drunk to it. Yep.
I'm telling you, I wasn't. It was an out-of-state thing. I had something else I wanted to do instead that weekend, and I said from the outset, I'm like, I'm not going to that. I'm not going to a second wedding.
It doesn't sound like there was much of a relationship to begin with.
There was. At the time.
Okay. Has anyone that you actually care about been married a second time?
I'm trying to think of another instance where I was invited. I'm also, and Zoe, you're probably at the same stage of life now where you don't
get I don't want to be invited to anyone.
When's the last time you got invited to a wedding? I've been invited to like maybe two in the last year and a half, and Jesus. One of them just got called off too. That was supposed to be. Now that one I was going to. That
the
was also
was
Marcy's side of the family. Her one of her younger cousins, great kid, loved the family. I was excited to go to that one. That's a good time. But the other one, the second one, no, I'm not going to that.
Damn. All right, then. Well,
find out something
every day.
Have
you ever been to a hard and fast policy? No second weddings.
No, you don't. If you're getting married a second time, then that's on you. You do it however you want, but you're... No, I don't think
that.
Anyone else is obligated to attend.
All right, let's get to this.
Oh, I've been to second wedding. Yeah.
Whose?
No, we're not going to...
Well, wait, we were about to move on, and you threw that in there, so now
could
you have to talk
member.
About it.
Could be a family member.
Your what? Family or hers?
Hers, yeah.
Sister?
Well, we'll find out.
Same as Hardy's situation?
Kind of.
Sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went.
Great party.
What's the problem?
I've been to a couple of them.
So what's the issue?
Maybe there's third somewhere.
Whatever. Was it good a good parties. Time?
Hell yes.
All right, then.
Hey, open bar both, okay? One on the water.
You don't have to be like Hardy. You don't have to be like him.
One at a restaurant on the water. One actually on the water under a tent. It was awesome.
All right. Yeah. Well, as I was about to say,
I like
5 minutes ago, Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez appear to be making a serious run at purchasing the New York Mets. According to the New York Post, A-Rod and J-Lo are working with J.P. Morgan Chase to buy the baseball franchise from the Wilpons. The Wilpons had another buyer lined up, by the way, but wanted to sort of maintain control of the team. Did you guys read into that story at all a few months ago? Oh, it was typical Wilpons botching yet something else. So anyway, A-Rod and J-Lo want to buy a team, and they've been speaking with Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The story says two clients whom Rodriguez and Lopez have apparently been speaking to are Patriots owners Bob and Jonathan Kraft. Sources tell the Post that the Krafts are not interested in buying a baseball team, but they are very intrigued by J-Rod's.
Jesus, you just tagged J-Rod's. Them.
Intrigued by J-Rod's plans for the Mets and Citi Field. Those plans include redeveloping the area around Citi Field and turning that into an entertainment venue and shopping area similar to what the Patriots have with Patriot Place. The previous bid to buy the Mets with billionaire Wayne Rothbaum did not work out. The couple appears set on getting a deal done. The Wilpons are now willing to sell part of SNY, which is... What was that?
Jesus.
The Mets television network, which they weren't willing to part with during the first part of the negotiations. God, the Mets are so incredibly stupid. They can't even figure out how to sell their team. Anyway, with the help of the Krafts or other billionaire investors, A-Rod and J-Lo could make a serious bid to take over a franchise that the Wilpons have invested in since 1980. How do you feel about this, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft being involved with A-Rod to buy the Mets?
I mean, I'd be intrigued by it. I think Robert has been hanging with these guys for a while now. You know, I think he said earlier today when he met them in 2014. J-Lo did the post-game party in Minnesota. A-Rod was up there on stage with them. I think they've been out to the fight together, the last big one in Vegas. I think it was Mayweather, right? The last big marquee fight out in Las Vegas. Robert's been seen out with them a lot. I know he's very friendly with them. So I could see them leaning on them, though, as far as if I'm going to get into sports ownership. And I know baseball is different from football, obviously. And, you know, A-Rod's a smart guy. That's a guy's brain you would pick, right? When you talk to Robert, when you talk to Jonathan, you know, about, you know, formulating your brand and, you know, hey, look at the market. You know, Boston's a big market. New York's the biggest market. The Mets, you know. Hey, Yankees are there, obviously, but that'd be a big one for them. And I know it hasn't been run well down there. But, boy, they must have some money then between those two. Wow. Because this thing would not come cheap.
Who's that? You're talking about
J-Rod? J-Lo. Oh, J-Rod? J-Rod. Yeah, J-Rod.
Well, I think that what they're doing now is they're looking for the financial backing. Yeah. They don't have the money to do it on their own. Yeah. They need the money. They need investors. They need banks to be lined up behind them in order to pull it off. And I would say it's probably somewhat similar to what the Patriots and what the Krafts went through when they purchased the Patriots, lining up the money and securing the financing to buy the team, which was a lot less money than what the New York Mets are about to be sold for, but same situation nonetheless. Right? How to navigate the financing.
Yeah. I remember Curtis Martin was interested in this, too, and he was talking about formulating a group, putting a group together to buy an NFL team. So there are people out there that have the smarts to do it, but you need big-time bucks. You need the banking, man. I could see A-Rod wanting to do this, though. He'd be the type. Not be in the game, not teach the game, not manage the game. You know, he does a good job breaking the game down. I like listening to him, regardless of what you think of him. But go ahead.
The New York Post had a column from Ken Davidoff back on April 10th, after the Patriots had delivered the masks to New York, and the column mentioned that, but it was about begging Robert Kraft to buy the New York Mets. That's what it was. New York writer. Saying, wow. Yes, this is how it reads. Yes, Kraft should ride his wave of New York love all the way to serious discussions with the Wilpons, whose efforts to sell the Mets to Steve Cohen unraveled worse than Rich Kotite's tenure as Jets head coach.
That was a bad one.
The 78-year-old Kraft could be just the savior the Mets and their emotionally weathered fans need, was what was written back in the second week of April. I don't think that's realistic. It was a great column. It was a great read. But I don't think that's what's realistic. But as an investor, why not? I think that would be good for the Mets if they had Robert Kraft involved, who met A-Rod at a Christmas party in New York in 2014. And his advice to A-Rod at the time, who was in the middle of suing Major League Baseball and suing the players' union and was suspended for the year, he told A-Rod at the time, don't burn bridges, build bridges, was basically the advice. And that's how they started their friendship. So the Mets will be better off if Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft are involved, investors for A-Rod to run the thing. And anything will be better than the Wilpons. My God. That team over the years, anything will be better than those guys running the show there. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. There's some news on the Red Sox front, what they're doing organizationally. We'll touch on that, but more importantly, we'll get to your calls after headlines with Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Red Sox are putting in place pay cuts across their organization that apparently employees of the team are not thrilled with.
Oh boy.
It appears that the Red Sox are going to start cutting some salaries. I don't know exactly who it all applies to. I'm guessing it's everyone that works in some business capacity.
Yeah.
With the team.
Drolik dug this up late Friday, correct? I think Friday was the day. From my first thought, oh boy, does that affect the broadcast guys? Employed by the team, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think, because they would be radio. Right, that's radio. Or TV. I mean, Nessen, that's Entercom. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Nessen's owned by the team, so I don't know who. I don't know who it applies to.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. Yeah. But they're cutting the pay. I'm going to click on the story.
Sliding scale.
Get you the scale again. So from employees that make $100,000 are going to face the same pay cut as those who make up to $500,000, which has some employees not so happy. Anyone making more than $50,000 gets a cut beginning of June. The cuts are progressively tiered, with employees making $50,000 to $100,000 receiving a 20% cut, staffers making $100,000 to $500,000 receiving a 25% cut, and anyone making over $500,000 having their pay cut by 30% is what it is. Ooh. So there's a 5% difference between those at $100,000 and let's say $90,000 versus $110,000, there's a higher cut. But as it's tiered, my guess is, I don't know, and I'm just taking a guess at this, that the money below $100,000 is at a cut of 20%. The money above $100,000 is cut by 25%. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
It's
yeah.
Kind of so like if, you make 100, yes. if you make $110,000, you don't get 25% of that number. It's $20,000, and then additional, if it's at $110,000, it's additional $2,500, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the scale we were talking about with the proposal from Major League Baseball last week, which we spent a lot of time thinking about, and that's never going to happen anyway, so we should have – that's time wasted. But this one is in effect. This one's happening.
Yeah, so one Red Sox employee said to Drellick, people are livid inside the organization. People who work for the team are livid with it. So
yeah, because I think there's a lot of people, especially you know, regardless of where you work, that you know the people that make the most or should be getting hit the most or should have their salary structured to where you could save some of the smaller people within a company, you know, to avoid you know furloughs and layoffs or just complete firings. That's big business, man. They make a lot of money there. They have a lot of money. And you can understand why people inside would be somewhat upset over this. Absolutely.
617-779-0985. Kenny on the Cape. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, what's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call. So first, when Blake Snell came out and said what he said, I was anti-players. But when they got low-balled last week, I mean, you kind of take the anti-owner stance. But I think the latest offer is reasonable from the MLBPA. They realize they need more games. And the ball is in the owner's court to save the sport. And as far as logistics, they could play games during the day, maybe even in November, something like that. You know, World Series, a new site World Series isn't the worst thing either. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, the league doesn't want to do it because they're fearful of the second wave. It's not about being fearful of a neutral site. They're not afraid of doing that. They're afraid of a second wave of COVID-19. And that's why they want to get it done. That's why they don't want to expand the number of games that they play. So that, to me, is going to be a non-negotiable item for baseball.
So it's 82 or none.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to agree to go to 114 no. just because the players say we're willing to play doubleheaders.
It's June 1st. It's June 1st. And I know every day seems longer here the longer we don't have sports. And it's taken us a while to get to June 1st from the beginning of this pandemic. But I'm telling you what, from a baseball perspective, and we would do this week to week, and I remember sitting there saying, well, maybe we could mid-May's the kind of the number. But, man, if they get past Memorial Day, good luck to that sport trying to make a comeback. Here we are. It's June 1st. And like you said, they got 8 days to figure this thing out now with that hard deadline.
Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
Guys, how are you?
Hey.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, so I'm a diehard Mets fan, and let me tell you, that would be music to my ears if Robert Kraft got involved, because they've been trying to develop that for years. And the Mets owners, I call them the Coupons, not the Wilpons, but they should have sold that team years ago. I don't know if you guys remember, 2011, they had to get a $25 million bailout from MLB just to make the payroll. In New York City, that just shouldn't happen. They can't function on the field, off the field. They can't do anything right. And as you pointed out, Beetle, they had a deal. And if for some reason, for people who are financially strapped, they wouldn't sell the team because they didn't want to give up the ownership, the power end of it. Are you kidding me? MLB should force them to sell. They are a laughingstock. And there's not one Met fan that you will find that will give them any credibility for anything. They suck.
Pete's probably been hanging on to that take for a while for this show. He calls us almost every day.
Yeah.
And we rarely talk about the
Did
New
you
York
ever know
Mets.
Pete was
hey,
a
I
Met,
crapped all
a
over the Mets, and
Met
that
fan?
Was music. That was music to his ears to hear Did us you know? Crap all over the New York Mets.
Did you know he was a diehard Met fan?
Well, I know he's a Giants fan. So that's an interesting combo.
Because it seems usually, like he's one of ours. You know what I mean? Like he's Boston, you know, like Bostonian, fan of Boston teams, and you know, calls from down there.
Some
he's
of the you know, the most common combos down there are Jets and Mets and then Giants and Yankees.
Yeah.
So when you know someone who mixes up the two New York groupings, it's interesting. Like I have a friend, my best friend from college is a is a Jets fan and a Yankee fan. I mean, it's usually
Yankees, Giants.
Yeah,
right?
It's usually Yankees, yeah. Giants, Jets, and Mets. And so he catches crap from people because he's a Jets and Yankees fan, to which he says, do you think I like being a Jets fan? Do you think I like being born into that? Like,
no.
You think I chose that for myself?
No.
You're sort of born into that.
That's amazing.
You know?
I used to work with Sid Rosenberg, and Sid's still doing radio down there in New York, but we were doing CSTV. And this is right after I was done playing. I never understood, you know, the fan attachment down there, like in New York. He's like, oh, no, I'm a Mets fan. I'm Mets, you know, and it's Giants. He's Yankees, Giants. He goes, you got to understand, you're born into it. You're born into it. It's not like you could develop this and be a New Yorker and all of a sudden head one way or the other. You're born into it. Your father teaches you all about it. And this is what you're going to be. And that's what you are the rest of your life. Boomer, same way. Boomer's a big Mets guy. And I'm just like, I could imagine having that many, you know, Rangers, you know, Islanders, Giants, Mets, Jets, Yankees. You got to pick them up. Oh, man, Knicks. You know, Brooklyn, I mean, you got a lot of pro teams down there. It'd be weird being brought up in New York. What's your allegiance? It'd be
Why?
Weird being a kid.
You just
so
explained it. You're born into it.
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
I don't know, because, like, kids today aren't born into it. Like, people allow their kids to be fans of multiple teams. I mean, look at the kids now that have jerseys. Like, if you grew up then, back in the day, you only had one jersey. Well, I only had a Steeler jersey. That was it. Fan of one team.
This date in show history is coming your way right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
This date in show history.
Right to it on this Monday, something we've done during the pandemic and the cancellation of sports. We decided to look back on this date in show history, today being the 1st of June.
Okay. This date in show history. This
June
date
1st.
In show history.
What do we got? Let's do it.
Now, gentlemen, we're going to go back to the year of our Lord, 2016. We were on the air, and something happened in Watertown.
Okay. What was it?
A moose was on the loose.
I don't remember this.
There's a crazy moose.
There's a moose running,
around.
There's a moose on the loose?
Look at the thing. Look at that thing run. Right down Main Street.
In Watertown?
Baby. Oh, yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Watertown, baby. Yeah. I think that's on a,
you
is that
see
a horse?
That thing?
Things got breakaway speed.
You see, it's hoof. Oh, that thing was moving.
With the paw. What is it? The foot?
Like, good luck bringing that
the
thing
paw.
Down.
What is it?
Look at wow.
What's going on, man?
Wow, that thing is moving.
That thing. He wants to be free.
Moose on the loose.
Zo, right into the mind of the moose immediately. Not talking. You know what? And that shows you not only that Zo is an animal lover, but is capable of empathy. He's not worried about the businesses. He's thinking about that. What is the moose thinking?
Moose doesn't want anything. Moose doesn't want to take over the population. You know, it's not like the chimps or the primates to where they want to eventually rule the world. The moose just wants to eat leaves and grass and just. And hang out in streams up there in Maine. What the hell is he doing in Watertown on Main Street?
Have you ever seen?
I don't know.
Have you ever
seen?
What makes you miss? What
but
makes
I'm visualizing,
miss
guys, our old studio. When we go back to that clip and how the television monitors, we never missed anything on TV during those shows.
Oh, we missed stuff all the time now.
Well, you
now,
have those type of lights the way you do
now. They're much higher up and they're smaller. And back then, it was like we were in the newsroom. With those monitors.
See, but it was a great reaction from all three where we all enjoyed as a threesome, that moose being on the loose.
Excuse
where
me?
normally it's one of us that goes off
threesome.
On something. And,
yeah. Have you ever seen a moose like yourself in the wild, like in person?
Yes.
Yes.
You they're have. Massive. They're We're, massive.
I haven't seen one either. Where'd you see a beetle?
I was in Maine. My wife's family used to have a home in Maine.
Now they're rotten with them.
And there was, and you know what? It's in sort of a downtown area. It's not like out in the sticks.
Yeah.
But there was a marsh behind the house. And one morning, woke up, and damn it, there was a moose right there.
They say they're tall.
And they're so much bigger than you think they are.
Yeah, they said they're like, so tall. Like the head, just the size of the head.
Skinny little legs, man.
Yep.
Like I wouldn't want to hit one of those on the road. Yeah. No way. Don't want to hit a moose.
No.
Nope.
Well, we're going to...
Top heavy, those moose.
I bet they fall hard.
Going to go to 2017 for this next clip.
Okay.
This is Tiger Woods related. You remember what happened to Tiger in 2017?
June 1st. It was the golf club.
No, this was the this was the DUI arrest.
Oh, God, and Jupiter coming out of his...
Oh, when he was thing. All yes. when he was all cocked on the pills.
Yeah, yep. he had a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. But apparently we did a bit called Tipsy Tiger. I don't remember this either.
I don't remember
how did this
at
go.
All.
Sports Hub Scholastics presents The Case of the Tipsy Tiger. Here we see Mr. Tiger taking a chemically enhanced tour of the avenues and boulevards around Jupiter, Florida, or Los Angeles, when quite suddenly, a pesky problem pops up. Motor trouble? Or is it a tipsy tiger?
I don't remember this.
This is awesome.
Do you remember this?
I like how you hate your own bits when you go back and listen to them. I think they're amazing. This is awesome.
You got so much better over the last 2 years.
What are you talking about? This is great.
Well, let's give it some time to breathe.
Mr. Tiger decides to sleep his worries away by the side of the road inside the comfy confines of his motor car. All seems well until John Q. Law comes a-calling. You could find yourself in the hoosegow just like Mr. Tiger, unless you listen to this legal.
How do you put yourself in 1914 like that? Really?
This thing is only half done.
This is so
this
good.
This is the best part. This is a caller to the show.
Grandfather,
okay.
Use the word hoosegow. Go ahead.
You could find yourself in the hoosegow just like Mr. Tiger, unless you listen to this legal.
I'm an attorney, and I bring things out in court.
Whoa, bring things out in court, do you?
This charge would not be there had he just turned off the vehicle and taken the keys out of the ignition.
And if Mr. Tiger had left the keys in the ignition without actually engaging the motor of the motor car?
And even if the car's not running, it's a DUI.
No ifs, ands, or...
But what hurt him most was he made a statement.
Oh, golly, and it hurts me to tell you that we're out of time, Mr. Legal. But suffice it to say, had you been riding shotgun with Mr. Tiger...
There's no way he would have been charged with a DUI.
Especially if he hadn't done it in the first place.
Oh, that is so good.
You know what?
That is awesome.
That's a pretty good bit.
That's a good bit. Oh, that's so awesome. I love the old school instructional video bit. That is great.
Who's Cal?
I'm an attorney, and I bring things out in court.
Whoa, bring things out in court, do you?
I'm laughing at my own bit. I can't help it. You know, it's a Katharine Hepburn voice.
Yeah.
Oh, bring things out in court, do you?
It's the old angry relative voice.
All right, let's go. We got to get more in here.
Sorry. Also 2017, this was a big show.
Great day.
Zoe had very tough time with a live read after the 99 brought us lunch that day.
Summer is here, meaning our good friends at Pub 99.
I'm sorry, 99. Pub 99.
They used to be called Pub 99. 99. Pub 99. They did. They were called Pub 99.
What did I say? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. 99 restaurant.
I'm sorry. 99 restaurant. I'm thinking of Pub Cheese. They put.
How about if I just start this off?
Yeah, no.
Hey, it's lobster season at the 99. We got lunch today. You guys enjoy the lobster rolls?
Or it's kind of you can have the mayonnaise lobster roll or the butter, the melted butter lobster roll. And I like the melted butter.
Why don't you sit this one out, champ?
Ha 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 ha
See, I've had long discussions with Fred Toucher about this. The more of the train wreck the live read is of the product, the more memorable it is. You want Wallach just to speed read through it, yeah, or just do it perfectly? You don't remember that stuff. You know, remember?
Well, I think
you remember
the name
right
of the restaurant
now.
Right is probably a positive.
And we're selling lobster rolls right now because someone just heard that commercial, and you're thinking, "Oh my God, Zoe's right." I love the mayonnaise drops, or do you just want the butter like I love? I just do the hot butter.
Is there one more thing, the drops? Is that what we have?
Yes, here we go. So this is the best drops from this day in show history. I have no idea.
All of the June 1sts we've ever had.
Yes.
I don't know. I like food too much to eat that.
I know, but Steve.
Oh! Could you imagine if that was your child in there?
TYXWVUTSR.
You're going to have people who are going to say, wait a second, I'm worried about the gorilla?
Seamstress for the bang.
K-J-I-H-G-E-G.
Do you like pina coladas?
Tiny dancing in my hand.
Coming up after headlines in just 90 seconds, we'll go to the press conference for the mayor of Boston. Marty Walsh is set to speak at noon. Headlines, and then we'll carry that press conference live coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, quick update. We were going to carry Mayor Marty Walsh live. Given what happened last night in Boston, that is on hold for the moment. He's not going to speak at 1 o'clock. He was scheduled for noon. That's now not until 1 o'clock. When it happens at 1 o'clock, we'll carry it at 1. In the meantime, we'll get some other items that we wanted to get to today. 617-779-0985. One of which is Cam Newton, baby, back on the table. Well, maybe not quite, but I like to think that he is. Cam Newton was, according to Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, it is believed by league sources that the Patriots reached out and did due diligence on Cam Newton this offseason. Due diligence is what they did. League sources saying that the market to sign Cam Newton has cooled over the last month, and he is expected to take his time before joining a team, a source told ESPN. So they did have some conversations. What do you make of that?
I mean, it would make that they're doing their job. Be exactly what that would make of that. Why wouldn't you call him? He was the best of any of the examples out there. Personally, I don't think it would work here. We've been over this, but he's the most attractive name out there to me and always has been. Better than Andy Dalton at that time. Better than Jameis Winston at that time. We keep going down the list of free agent guys that were out there. But it wasn't going to happen for that type of money. And he would have to come in here and want to compete. And that would be the biggest part of the issue. Cam, I think, wants to be handed a starting quarterback job. So it's them crossing their T's and doing right. Let's see where we're at here with it, with the player. And at that time, okay, so now we're past the draft process where, okay, now we know we signed two free agent quarterbacks, two young rookies to come in here with Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham. That doesn't mean just because you signed those two young guys, you didn't really move up in a draft at round two to snag a guy. You see what I'm saying? So now, all the time in the world now to take your time here and with him, see where we're at. Like, you haven't even come together as a team to where you could throw and even meet. You know, this pandemic has sort of, you know, continually pushed things back and pushed things off to those back burners, and that's where Cam's at right now. And I don't blame him for signing for any team, just to sign with a team right now. If I'm him, I'd wait this thing out and because things happen.
Yeah, his best opportunity. I mean, I always go back to the Jay Cutler example of a couple of years ago.
$10 million
to
come out of
retirement. The Dolphins and got $10 million.
$10 million for that bum.
Just to show up and be there and be Jay Cutler.
See, that would call Cam Newton a bum. I would call Jay Cutler a bum.
And if you're asking me who you want, right, you want Jay Cutler to be your guy, or do you want Cam Newton to be your guy that you call up on the phone to bring in because you had a quarterback get injured? Cam Newton is going to win that argument every single time. And so I think he could be in a good situation if he waits and just doesn't sign with the team. So that might be an option that he is strongly considering right now. I go back to what Rob Ninkovich said last week when he said, I think Brian Hoyer will be the starter week one. And I say that because the quarterback position is one of the most important for reps under center, seeing defensive looks, looking at coverage, understanding the offense. Well, Cam Newton has two out of the three of those things over Jarrett Stidham. He's looked at coverage. He's lined up under center a million times in his career. He knows how to look at what's in front of him. He doesn't understand the offense because he's never played within it. But in terms of being an NFL starter and not having to, you know, go out and be nervous to go play the game or, you know, sort of get a feel for how the NFL game at full speed goes, which Jarrett Stidham does not have, the experience would go to a veteran like Hoyer or like a guy like Cam Newton. So I don't think it's entirely crazy that the Patriots called Cam Newton. And if you believe that Brian Hoyer is going to be the starter week one, it's not crazy that they called Cam Newton and had a conversation with him.
Absolutely not. That's them doing their job. I mean, you're in a situation now post Tom Brady where you think you may have the guy, but you don't want to hand it to the guy. You brought in a guy that you've had him before and have cut repeatedly, and then now you bring him back again to come in and compete. It would be ridiculous if you didn't pick up the phone and just even talk and see, okay, what's he thinking? Let's get with his representatives. Let's talk. What does he want? We'd like him as a player. He's played really well against us. Where's his mind at? More importantly, for me and as an organization, if I'm looking at the guy, what's his health? Can we get now, around him? Can we get a doctor, you know, to look at him closely that you would approve to say, okay, take a peek at this guy. What is his health at?
Yeah, I think we're probably in a better spot now than we were 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks
right
ago
we
when we first talked about it, right? So
yes.
Those sort of things can happen now, unlike when Tom Brady was looking for the independent doctor to complete his physical to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I don't think that's a major concern now. But I want Jarrett Stidham to be the team starting quarterback. I've said that many times. Let's go. Put him right in there.
I'll second that.
Throw him in the fire. Let's get going. Let's see what you got here. But if the team, and when I say team, I mean Bill Belichick, if Bill Belichick doesn't believe Stidham can start right now, and to protect him and make sure that, you know, he fully understands everything before he's a starter, and that means Brian Hoyer was brought back to actually compete for the job with the idea of giving him the job out of the gate, and he ends up playing for any serious number of games, I'm going to be mad that they did not go get Cam Newton. Because if Stidham's not ready, we have to watch Brian Hoyer for the year over the possibility of someone like Cam Newton? No, give me Cam Newton on the one-year deal if you're not going to start Stidham. That's not ideal, though, because my ideal situation is starting Stidham, and I believe that's going to happen. But I'm just putting it out there now. If we have to watch Hoyer all year, that's going to suck. And I'm going to wish they had went out and signed Cam Newton. That's how I feel about the situation.
Yeah, and that's with that caveat, right. Yeah, because if it doesn't work out and it's Hoyer, then I think people will be disappointed.
I'm curious.
That's not
to know
taking
Jim,
a shot at Brian Hoyer, okay?
We haven't had Jim around for a lot of these Cam Newton discussions. I'm curious to know if Jim is eager to see Brian Hoyer start for a whole year.
So wait a minute, you're talking from a Patriots fan perspective.
Jim left. Oh, yep. Corporate Jim left again.
So here we go.
Oh, there he goes again.
And here he is. Schedule.
Here he is. We don't have him for this Cam Newton discussion today either. That's too bad. 617-779-0985. Is the telephone number if you want to jump on board, because I think that it's good that they talked to Cam Newton. Although I will say, reading the report, it doesn't sound like they've had any active discussions anytime recently with Cam Newton. So it might be a totally dead issue at this point and not really be something that's being considered. But they did. They did call him. They gave him a ring.
This could be campside too, is trying to get some interest in some buzz generated out there too. You sit around for a while, it makes you nervous. So My question would be, what's his health? You know?
Have you seen those workout videos that he had posted?
Yeah.
I mean,
the guy's a beast. I mean, he's
a beast.
Looks
good.
He's a beast.
It looks like he's not hampered by his injuries. So, I don't know.
I mean, you get MRIs on stuff and ankles and knees and your head, CAT scans, you see things differently. We can sit here and watch a workout. Guy looks great. You just don't know what's ticking inside,
Yeah, but first of all, he had surgery to repair the foot injury. So he's had a surgery to fix what was wrong, to correct the issue. And in a strange way, all this time off in the league not operating probably benefits him, doesn't it?
I would think so, because I think he would.
He's not behind anywhere.
No.
Everybody's behind.
No. Everybody's virtual right now.
Yeah. Granted, he'd be in a better
position. Falls in the individual, right? Falls in the individual.
Like, he'd be in a better situation if he was with a team and got handed a playbook and was able to meet with coach. But in terms of Jarrett Stidham, and this is just to use his name, not to say specifically him, but the same thing could apply to Stidham that applies to a lot of guys that are young quarterbacks that don't fully grasp whatever it is they're about to do.
Yeah. And I just think he is.
You could imagine, you could imagine Stidham like doing something with a couple of teammates, and we haven't, heard about anything in terms of throwing sessions, but guys are getting together. We see Tom Brady do it. We assume that other players are doing it. Cam Newton's not doing that with anybody that we would assume he's going to be playing football with anytime soon. So even if he's working out and even throwing the ball, at least the other guys have something that they're doing related to their team. I'm not saying it's hurting him anymore, Beetle, but the fact that guys are locked out of their facilities right now doesn't mean they're not doing anything with their teams. There's enough virtual stuff going on and some, off the books type of workouts that are happening, I'm sure, with a lot of these teams that he's not participating in any of those.
No, he doesn't have his core group of guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, when I go to facility, I know who I could call. But here's what intrigued me with Cam Newton. You remember Kendrick Perkins changed his body, right? He used to be a big guy, then he got cut up. LeBron James went through that paleo diet phase. Cam is so big physically and naturally gifted. If he would get with a personal trainer and a personal dietitian and just chisel himself to where you bring him in, he looks like this Greek god, and he does normally. But that would be this is a guy that late in his career transformed his body, looks really serious about getting back into being in the best physical shape that he could be in, to where he's not throwing off the back foot. Just put out these videos of him pumping the feet, in his drops, not sitting there in shotgun and lazily taking the ball and throwing it off the back foot, but driving back from under center, 5-step, 7-step drop, throwing comebacks, 90 miles an hour. That's what you want to see. Or scramble him out, throwing on the run.
You think they care what he looks like with his shirt off?
No, I'm just saying, just something different with him. You know what I mean? Instead of just showing up, okay, here I am.
It's part of the decision-making process, Hardy.
No, but look at this guy. Oh my God, he dropped, 15 pounds, 15, 20 pounds. He's 265, 270.
Yeah,
I know he's listed lighter than that, but
if he came in heavy or he came in slow looking, I get it. But
When everybody's not doing anything, that he just personally said, I'm going to change everything.
But again, that assumes that nobody else is doing anything. How do we know that, half the league isn't doing exactly that? And half the guys are going to come back out of shape, and the other half are going to come back in the same or better shape. There's going to be guys out there doing that. I don't know that him being somehow ripped is going to tip the scales for any team. It's like, can he play? We haven't seen him play at the highest level, for about 4 or 5 years now. Can he improve our football team? Is he better than what we already have?
I've got a couple of things for you guys coming up next. One, comments from Kyle Van Noy now that he's with the Miami Dolphins. Is there something that can be taken away from those comments? We really need to get Corporate Jim back in the room for that one. And one other thing, I got a homeless thing for you.
Homeless thing.
What?
We have a homeless thing to review of an athlete on the move.
Oh.
Homeless?
A home listing.
Oh, I took that as a homeless athlete. Like, there's somebody living in their car.
I'm like, oh, a homeless
a listing.
This will be fun.
I got excited about a homeless athlete.
And it's in Hardy's neck of the woods.
I had the scoop on this out on a dog walk a couple weeks ago.
We'll get to that next.
Yeah. Celtic player?
Here's the action update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, quick update. We were going to carry Mayor Marty Walsh live. Given what happened last night in Boston, that is on hold for the moment. He's now going to speak at 1 o'clock. He was scheduled for noon. That's now not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.